This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up, bullying apparently is continuing on into your senior years in some cases. Senior centers and nursing homes will give you some information about what that's all about. But with you tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Right now, we're talking about magic mushrooms. Maybe some of those bullies need to take some magic mushrooms and chill out a little bit. The proposals are active in the voting in the signature phase right now in Oregon and Denver, the city of Denver, the state of Oregon. In Oregon, the proposal would be that magic mushrooms would be allowed under physician's care, meaning the your doctor would have to approve and supervise via a registered therapist in order for you to be able to use magic mushrooms. And then also there's something in Denver, and I'm not sure exactly what the proposal there is. But as pointed out here at thedailybeast.com, there are advocates on obviously both sides, one of them claiming that, you know, he's concerned, he has grave concerns in an uncontrolled setting. Well, you know, the proposal is not to have uncontrolled use of magic mushrooms. That's already happening in the black market today with the war on drugs.
Right. It's really important to mischaracterize your opponent's stance so that you can then argue against the straw man.
Right. However, even psilocybin advocates share some concerns, saying one of them saying, quote, "It's such a powerful compound. People should take it very seriously when experimenting." Unquote. These efforts to legitimize hallucinogenic mushrooms come at a time of renewed interest in the potential mental health benefits of psychedelics, including mushrooms, LSD, and MDMA, which, of course, in many people might know as ecstasy on the streets. Two small studies published in 2016 by researchers from Johns Hopkins University and New York University found that a single large dose of psilocybin combined with psychotherapy helped relieve depression and anxiety in cancer patients.
So I think it's worth trying if a study shows that this stuff works. It's certainly worth trying with you know, people who are qualified, psychiatrists, psychologists, stuff like that. I do share the psilocybin advocates' position here that this is a powerful compound and shouldn't just be tried lightly.
Yeah, no doubt. That's true of psychedelics in general.
But I don't know how to make that happen, right? Like,
how to make what happen?
Well, how to make it so that people will understand that it's a powerful compound and not
anyone who tries it is gonna understand that.
They're gonna try it. They're gonna figure that out pretty quickly.
There are still people who just do psychedelics on the weekend, which I think is a horrible idea. But there's no way for me to make them only do them appropriately.
Right. Some people are doing them at work. They're taking what are called microdoses.
The microdosing, that strikes me as a bad plan,
but they're saying it helps
I'm
them.
Not a neurologist.
They're saying it helps them be more productive.
Great. You'll find somebody who will say just about anything in this world. How interesting.
That's awesome.
But just doing, 400 to 800 micrograms of LSD every week.
That sounds really bad.
Or, like that's a bad plan, and there are people who do that.
Wow.
But like any drug, if you take, 10 times the recommended dose of Advil, you're going to have a problem.
No doubt.
If you take something just
that can
extraordinarily
kill you.
Taking
enough aspirin is killer. That will kill you.
I saw a guy one time at a party when I was in high school take a handful of aspirin. I mean, this just
did he go to the hospital?
No, I wasn't there that long. I'm not saying a super.
I know a girl who had to have her stomach pumped when she was a teenager for overdose on aspirin.
Well, they'll go ahead,
20 or 40 or something.
They'll go ahead
crazy.
And pump your stomach if you say that you've done it, but that doesn't mean you had to, you know.
Well, she was in, from what I understand, really bad shape.
Okay.
Because that's like deadly levels of dosing right there. Whereas with mushrooms, you basically can't overdose. it's pretty much impossible. You can trip really hard, but you're not going to die from eating too many mushrooms.
So there's nothing you can do about a drug to make it.
You may think you've died.
You may have a really strong vision about death.
Yes. Sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, so there's nothing you can do to make there not be an excessive dose of any given drug.
Right.
That's kind of just inherent to that. I mean, if you drink too much water, you're going to die.
That's true. That happened to a radio contestant once upon a time.
Yeah, the fact that...
Are you talking about the hold your wee for a wee thing?
Yeah, dude.
That's a little different because you're holding your wee, but you can... Yeah, people do die from drinking.
Yeah, but the fact that there's a dose of a drug that's too much is in no way an argument against that drug.
Yeah.
And people are going to abuse it because people abuse anything.
Absolutely.
It's just completely irrelevant to whether or not it's useful or whether or not it should be legal.
A British company backed by Silicon Valley investor Peter Thiel plans clinical studies in 8 European countries to test the use of psilocybin for depression. Other research has examined the effectiveness of psilocybin in treating alcohol and tobacco addiction. Can you imagine if that actually, you know, pans out and it, you know, they're shown to be some real solid scientific evidence from these studies that show that using one drug could help you get off of other more addictive, more damaging drugs like alcohol or cigarettes.
I think you'd be able to figure out pretty quickly, do the people that take psilocybic mushrooms smoke cigarettes while they're on it?
Well, it depends on what they're trying to do, right? Like, so if you are looking to have the a therapist help you quit, then again, this would be under some sort of a therapy program. It's not just somebody who's dosing on some psychedelics, smoking cigarettes at a party. You know, that's a totally different kind of goal person has.
Take your word for it.
In California, the campaign to decriminalize psilocybin was always a long shot, even though the famously liberal state legalized possession of recreational marijuana in November of 2016, and sales of that are starting this year. California ballot measures typically require about 366,000 valid signatures to qualify, and supporters usually have to spend between $1 million and $2 million just to pay the signature gatherers. A Monterey County couple leading the decrim campaign managed to collect more than 90,000 signatures for their proposal with the help of volunteers, but they halted their efforts late last month. The initiative would have exempted Californians 21 and over from criminal penalties for possession, selling, transporting, or cultivating psilocybin mushrooms, which would have been amazing if that passed. I mean, that would be basically an end to prohibition, right? If it's legal to possess, sell, transport, or cultivate a thing, you've just ended prohibition. If they'd actually gotten that on the ballot. Unfortunately, they obviously didn't have enough money to put that forward, because this is all about how much money you have to spend.
Yeah, can't even do it in New Hampshire.
Is really what do you mean?
Can't even get something like that on the ballot.
Oh, right, because there's no ballot measure.
No ballot measures.
Yeah.
The political process has got to be one of the most cumbersome in the United States.
Well, and there's a good side to that, though, and it's worth pointing that out. While it's frustrating to a lot of us here who've moved here as part of a migration of freedom activists, that's the reason why the three of us sitting here in the studio moved here, is this New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on for, like, what, a decade and a half as an organized thing. It's frustrating to watch 8 other states go, or 8 other jurisdictions in the U.S. go and legalize cannabis while New Hampshire's dragging its feet and is now literally surrounded by states, Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont, and soon Canada supposedly is going to have legal cannabis across their nation. So we'll be surrounded on all 4 sides.
So what you're saying is it doesn't matter that it's illegal because you can get it anyways.
No. I'm saying it's frustrating to see that happen and not have it happen here. You know, New Hampshire is the freest, supposedly, of all the states, according to the Freedom of the 50 States study that, you know, comes out every 2 years.
Just not if
that's
your issue.
But on that one issue, it's behind the ball, and it has to do with what you're talking about, Mark. It is a slow process to try to remove government, but it is also slow to try to add government in New Hampshire. Yeah. It is as frustrating to create a new thing in New Hampshire as it is to try to remove an existing
thing. Overall, it seems to be a good, or not a good, but a less worse method than an easily changeable legal system.
Right, because the other side of the ballot measure is any crackpot with, you know, $500,000 or whatever to pay petition gatherers can get whatever they want on the ballot. So when we first started this show back in Florida in 2002, one of the first issues we talked about was the ballot initiative that would ban smoking cigarettes from all indoor businesses across the state. and it passed with 70%, just like every single ballot initiative tends to pass in that state with 70%. It seems like everybody in Florida just goes ahead and votes for whatever the ballot initiatives are. They don't care. It modifies the Constitution down there, by the way, when the Florida ballot initiative.
Yeah, it's not even a ballot initiative. It's a modification of the Constitution.
But done by ballot. And so, anyway, what I'm saying is ballot initiatives allow for some all kinds of big government proposals to just sail on through. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the phones. You can join us on Skype, Skype username LRN.FM. Join us in the Discord on-air call-in line room as well over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Liberty.menu. It is a great tool for the Liberty community. And by Liberty community, I mean individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you qualify to use Liberty.menu as either a business owner or just a potential customer. It's a basically a libertarian business directory where you can list the things that you do. So Melanie does taxes and bookkeeping, and we've got a radio show, and you know there's different things that libertarians do out there. And so you can put your thing on Liberty.menu, and then other people who maybe didn't know about you can find out about you. And maybe your other customers who already know about you can leave you ratings and reviews, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect to the site. Or maybe you're not a business entrepreneur, you're an events creator, or you're a digital content creator. There's listing entries for those things, too. So whatever it is that you have that you think Liberty people would be attracted to, you ought to have some listings up. They're free to put them there over at Liberty.menu. So hop on over there and enjoy. Once again, it's free. Liberty.menu. We're talking about psilocybin mushrooms, two proposals that are currently in the signature gathering phases, which I don't know if that means that they're going to be able to be qualified for this year or subsequent years, but the state of Oregon and the city of Denver are looking at potential ballot measures that could legalize medicinal mushrooms. You've heard of medicinal cannabis or medicinal marijuana. Now we're talking about psychedelic magic mushrooms possibly going to be into a semi-legal status for the first time in God knows how many decades. I guess it would have been Nixon's war on drugs where mushrooms were probably criminalized, but I don't know. I don't know what the history of the criminalization of psilocybin is. In fact, there aren't, according to the story at thedailybeast.com, there really aren't even that many busts. According to the story here, possessing them is generally a misdemeanor under California law, because they were talking about a ballot measure that unfortunately did not get the required signatures in California that basically would have across the board completely legalized possession, sale, and distribution and growth of magic mushrooms. They just didn't get enough ballot signatures in order to make that happen. But the state statistics on psilocybin offenses are scarce. In California, you know, the most populous state in all of the United States, there really aren't that many statistics on, like, busts for people using mushrooms. Doesn't to say they're not happening, it's just they're just not getting caught. But few people are even jailed for those crimes, according to analysis by the California Attorney General's office. Kitty Merchant of Marina, California, who spearheaded the psilocybin campaign alongside her husband Kevin, said, quote, "It's not a reckless community. It's experimentation with your mind and your thoughts. There's a safeness to it, and there's an intelligence to it," she said. Merchant said she and Saunders, both medical marijuana advocates, spent about $20,000 of their own money on the campaign.
Is that just to get signatures generally?
Yes.
Okay.
In Denver, Matthews and his pro-psilocybin colleagues want voters to pass a city ordinance which would eliminate criminal penalties for possessing, using, or growing magic mushrooms. City officials have cleared the measure for signature gathering, and the supporters need 5,000 signatures to get it on the ballot in November. Matthews said he already has lined up dozens of volunteer signature gatherers. Now, that sounds doable. 5,000 signatures in a major city like Denver. If you hit the streets for a few weeks with some paid petition gatherers, I think you could snatch up 5,000 signatures.
Yeah.
For that. Presuming people aren't, you know, against the idea of potentially legalizing magic mushrooms.
I think that you could find 5,000 people in the city of Denver that would give you those kind of numbers. You know, your problem is that sort of one or two people couldn't do it. You'd have to get others out there.
Yeah, you'd probably want to get a few dozen signature gatherers in that case, because some of them are going to be better than others. He said he has used mushrooms personally to help alleviate depression and other mental health problems. A big part of the decriminalization campaign, he said, is promoting responsible use. Denver, a progressive city in a state that was the first to legalize recreational marijuana, is a good testing place for this initiative nationwide, said Matthews. Just getting it on the ballot, whether or not it passes, would be a huge victory. In Oregon, activists are proposing a measure for the 2020 ballot that would approve or decriminalize psilocybin statewide for adults 21 and over who get approval from their doctors and agree to participate in a psilocybin service. The service would include a preparatory meeting with a therapist, one session of supervised mushroom use, and a follow-up visit. Patients would be under the care of a state-certified, quote, psilocybin service facilitator, unquote. Tom Eckert from Portland is a therapist who leads the psilocybin decriminalization campaign with his wife, Sherry, said the proposed limitations on psilocybin use are important. He says, quote, psilocybin is generally safe, but it puts you in a vulnerable state of mind. If you do it in the wrong setting, things can go sideways. And that's absolutely
true. I would agree with that. I would bet that's true.
It's true of all psychedelics.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from all psychedelic drugs. So that's not
the drugs themselves told you that? I believe it.
But mostly dealers and other users.
But yeah, the most important thing when it comes to using a psychedelic is that you have to be in a safe set and setting, meaning that if you're in a place where you're unfamiliar, don't do a psychedelic drug. If you're in a group of people with which you are unfamiliar or uncomfortable in some way, don't do a psychedelic drug. If you are in a mindset that is negative, do not do a psychedelic drug because that could amplify those negative feelings.
Yeah, there were some bad results from that with the CIA who decided to slip people acid and then torture them.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, when was this?
Some time ago.
Like the 60s-ish.
Yeah, I'd imagine that would be absolutely horrifying. To be tortured while on.
And then they were like, oh, look how harmful LSD is.
Yeah.
Well, no.
We broke this person's mind entirely.
Yeah, I would think that psychedelics, you probably shouldn't go swimming.
I don't know. I mean, it would depend on how strong the dose was, I guess.
Yeah.
In most cases, a psychedelic isn't a party drug. It is something where, you know, you might want to go curl up
in
a ball.
I've heard that it's been used that way.
Psychedelics
is
party drugs?
Terrifying to me, though, to just be on any psychedelic around just like a group of people.
Yeah, unless it's a group of people you really know and care about.
I don't have a whole group like that. I just have.
Yeah, right. Which makes me wonder, is it just terrifying the idea for you to be around a group of people? I don't know.
Well, it sounds more terrifying to be on psychedelics in a large group of people than it is to just be in a large group of people.
Yeah.
It's all about the set and setting. So if you are interested in doing psychedelics, you do need to do research. There's a lot of research out there that you can do nowadays, thankfully, thanks to the internet. Of course, Arrowhead.org is a vast resource. With so many different frequently asked questions, dosage information, trip reports from people who are kind of writing about their experiences on various different substances. Of course, the classics like psilocybin mushrooms and LSD and, you know, DMT. These things are well researched. They've been used many, many times by countless people. So there's so much to read and to absorb about these things that you really ought to do before you decide to get into them. So that's my recommendation. And I wish the activists out there in Denver and Oregon good luck, because I agree with them. If they can get this on the ballot, that will be an amazing thing, number one. And it'll be really interesting to see what the voters think about this. And it'll also, of course, be interesting to see how the prohibitionists counter, because they're not going to counter it yet. They're going to wait until it makes the ballot. Once it's qualified, then you're going to see all the, you know, the posters and the billboards and the fear campaigns going up about how everybody's going to go and, you know, take mushrooms and kill themselves under the supervision of a therapist. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Our number 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've been kind of on the war on drugs here tonight, although we can go anywhere. And still to come, the seniors having bullying problems. Apparently that's still a thing. But on the way, we'll talk about a different kind of prohibition, and that is the prohibition of knives in the United Kingdom. Mark has a story about that. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. And I do want to make sure that you know about Zencash. We talk a lot about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, and there are a bunch of choices in the marketplace. I mean a lot. There's over 1,500 at the last time I checked at CoinMarketCap, and Zencash is one of those options. So why should you look closely at Zencash? Well, because, first of all, it was founded by voluntarists, founded by people who actually understand what freedom is and who thought voluntarism was so important, they actually wrote it into the white paper about Zencash. So you can go and see that for yourself at zencash.com. And, of course, like many other cryptocurrencies out there, they don't have a central authority or a single point of failure, which means Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. And everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. In fact, there are over 11,000 secure nodes, as they're called in the world of Zencash, That means they actually have more secure nodes than Bitcoin has, just regular full nodes, which means Zencash, very, very secure. And it's got privacy features that they started with over at Zencash, and it makes it one of the most effective privacy coins out there, from what I understand. And they've got the zero-knowledge anonymity factor on their privacy. You can learn more about that if you're a tech person. You'll probably understand it way better than I do by going and looking at their white paper at Zencash.com. So you can do secure private transactions with Zencash, and they've got the voluntarist philosophy behind it. It really is worth taking a look at over at Zencash. That's Zencash with a Z, Zencash.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Larry. He's in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know, when I called in Saturday, you were talking about a situation where you would be allowed to set up some situation apart from regular society where you could have an enterprise zone.
Right. These are what these are special economic zones, and they're all around the world right now. China has quite a few of them. I know there's some in French Polynesia. Honduras just allowed, just made constitutional changes to allow this. And, so basically what they are is a place where a country suspends their legal controls to allow somebody to set up a city or a place for whatever reason. Maybe it's just a harbor, something like that, to be able to sort of do business and, make jobs and that kind of thing.
So you're saying that they're going to do the same thing here in the United States, right?
No, I don't think they can do that in the United States. I don't think the United States would ever go for it.
Okay, well, I was just confused as to when you said that, because it had been tried before. I remember the Branch Davidians set up a situation where they had their cult with their enterprise zone, and some teenage female escaped and accused the leader of sexual perversity, and then
I don't
Janet
think that's
Reno,
the same thing.
Well, Janet Reno came in with the fire, with and firebombed them. So I just think it won't work here in the United States. And it won't work any way you look at it. Because
the reason it won't work in the United States is because bureaucrats don't want to let go of their power. They don't want to let go of their control. They don't want to let go of the obedience that they have. That, you know, they have the people at their beck and call, and they don't want to. They just don't want to relinquish any of that. To bring up Waco has nothing whatsoever to do with a special economic zone.
It quasi does, but we would when we talk about that. The bureaucrats are not going to let up on anything, and you can't blame them for not letting up on it. So,
I can blame them.
No, we can absolutely blame them
being
the rulers.
There's nothing you can do about it, though.
That's a different statement.
You can always leave and move to one of these special economic zones, which they're going to be needing people.
Leaving the U.S. is kind of like getting a divorce, and then they're going to take half.
I'm sorry, y'all are both talking at the same time. One at a time, please.
Okay.
Larry, go ahead.
Well, they've got their heel on your neck now, grinding it down into the pavement. That's the way they're going to keep it, and there's
nothing
you can do about it, really. So,
I don't agree that there's nothing you can do about it.
You said something about you can leave, and leaving the U.S., if you're a U.S. citizen, is a lot like getting a divorce, and that when you leave, they're going
to
take half.
That's true.
So there's not really a you-can-leave option.
Well, the thing about it is, I got to enlighten you, if you go anywhere in the world as an American, all you're going to be is exploited and taken advantage of, because they really don't need you. And whatever technical skill that you might have, they will have you to train somebody to do that, and then you will be expendable. I had a friend that stayed in Beijing for about 10 years as a translator. But after his stay was up and he was trying to act a little uppity, an American has Chinese people, and you know that they locked him in one of their black op jails and deported him. So,
that's everywhere. Anywhere where your job becomes redundant, they're going to fire you. That's not special to everybody.
Here's the secret to moving to other countries in the world, Larry. You don't get a job in the country in which you move to, ideally. You should be able to move your trade. So, like, Melanie, you could probably do tax advice from outside of the United States. You could probably remote consult with people over an internet connection and make money at that. Mark, you can host a radio show from anywhere in the world. So if you have a career that you can move anywhere, then you don't have to rely on some corporation, you know, giving you work in that other country.
But I'm frightened about that too, because I know that these apps and so forth that you use to facilitate your business or whatever, they will find about your business and then just set up a duplicate business, and your connection ain't going to be that good anymore. So you're
worried about competition.
I'm not worried about actual competition, but I'm worried about the people that are facilitating you setting their own business up that mimics what you're doing.
Well, that's competition.
Right, but you're talking about having someone facilitate you. Of course, if someone has no more use for you, they're not going to continue to pay you.
Yeah, they don't owe you a job.
You can either find a different job or you can become self-employed, which would mean you find customers. The fact that a company isn't just going to, like, keep your job forever doesn't, like, that has nothing to do with immigration, and it's really not a negative thing on that company.
Right.
Like,
you're right. It has nothing to do with immigration. It's sort of the way of the world. If somebody is working with you and they can borrow the ideas from you that you share with them as part of your responsibility on the job, and then they strike out and create a competing company that all the things they learn, that's just the way of things. I mean, it doesn't matter what country you're in.
Then you're going to be stranded in a country on a humble with no money.
I see the fear of what you're talking about there. But
well, the idea would be that if you go to a foreign country, you know, and get work, that you should be getting paid significantly better than you do in the United States. And everything I've heard, that's the case.
Not if you get a job.
Yeah.
If you go and wait tables down in Mexico, you're going to get paid Mexican waitress wages.
Don't go to Mexico and wait tables, you Nimrod.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you need to do your own thing. Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Because if you just go and get a job in some other country.
Ian, if you go down to Mexico and you do consulting work on setting up a radio station, then you should be getting paid significantly more to do that than you would inside the United States. Because you have had to leave. Because that's the way these things go.
You don't think there are Mexican engineers who would do it for less?
Then you should do it. Then they should hire the Mexican engineer. If
they
they're bringing
would.
Someone in from outside of the country, they need specialized skills.
Yeah.
If that's the case, negotiate upward.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
So all I'm saying is if you're making $100,000 a year in a foreign country, don't spend it all so you won't be stuck in that foreign country with no money.
Right.
And that's not just a foreign country. That applies in the
anywhere.
U.S. too.
Yeah.
Don't spend your whole paycheck. I mean, you know, if you're 18, maybe you can't avoid that so much, but don't spend your whole paycheck and then get fired later, 3 years later, and be like, oh, no, I have no... Like, I mean...
It's bad fiscal...
Basic humaning.
Yeah. Well, it's basic fiscal responsibility, and many Americans don't have that. They do live paycheck to paycheck, and I don't know if Larry is that kind of person, but, you know, maybe he is. And that's why he's afraid of what will happen if he loses his job, because he's got nothing else.
40% of Americans don't have $400 in the bank.
Yeah, I believe that's true. I'm surprised it's as low as 40%. I would expect it to be more than that. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. What do you want to talk about? The threat to kill police dogs by the cops if cannabis is legalized in Illinois, that happened. Or magic mushrooms potentially being legalized for medicinal purposes in Denver and Oregon, or whatever it is that's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. We just talked a little bit more about special economic zones, which was a detailed discussion we had over the weekend. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, please amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a very simple concept. You send $5 a month into Free Talk Live via PayPal, credit card, or you can do a Bitcoin Core, BTC, subscription there over at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You'll get cool perks, and you'll help us out. The perks include access to the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only call-in lines, there's special AMP-only chat rooms on our Discord, and there's also the AMP-only Facebook group and more. Get all the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us. It's the reason why we're on over 185 radio stations today. In fact, I'm hoping we're going to be on a couple more officially within the next couple of weeks. Maybe sooner rather than later, but I can't say which ones.
When are we going to hit 200?
I don't know, Mark. We're still a little ways away from that. It's possible that it could happen this year. You know, that's a possibility.
I would think so.
The more stations we can contact, stations we have, the better off we
are. Seems like you're whipping through them right now.
The Heavy 100's coming out next week, so we'll see.
Is
if
that so?
Yeah, we'll see if we'll move up on that chart. That's the list of the 100 top, sort of arbitrary list, if you will, of
they
Talkers
call it
Magazine.
The most important radio programs. It's not the most listened to.
Right, it doesn't have to do with the number of stations or listeners.
It does have to do with the number of stations. It has to do with
that's only a factor, though.
It's a factor, right? So Free Talk Live tends to punch above its weight on the Heavy 100.
That's true.
Because of...
Oh, wait, number 29 or something?
Number 29 right now. Because of the fact that we are the only show that does what we do.
meaning like independent.
We're independent, libertarian, open lines, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, weekends and holidays. We are the young guys. There's not many people that are producing radio programs that are. How old are you, Ian?
In my late 30s.
Yeah. Right? I mean, how many late 30s guys are there on the radio? Just not that many.
Well, we started this more than a decade ago, so we really were the young guys back then.
Right.
So we'll let you know where we end up on. I mean, I'm not going to presume we're going to be higher up. I mean, maybe we'll drop a
point.
We
have been high. We have been. Every year we've been higher. Every year we've gone higher and higher.
True.
I'm not saying we deserve or need to go higher.
No.
Once you start getting into that top 30,
yeah.
it's got to be hard to displace somebody. Things bounce around a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to be hard to displace somebody. And we've been plateaued at like 100 and up until this year we had kind of plateaued at radio stations for as far as like our number that we had between 160 and 170 from like maybe three or four years, and so finally we're starting to see some more. Not to say we weren't adding stations during that time, but we would lose a few.
Yep.
You know, stations will change formats, they'll change from news talk to music or news talk to sports talk, and then you know we lose those
but
stations.
Talkers, the one that hands out the award for the most important radio program in America, did do a story relatively recently about how many stations Free Talk Live was adding.
That's true.
So it seems like...
They know.
Yeah, they know.
All right, so we'll let you know when that happens. Meanwhile, we go to one of the top YouTube channels in independent news. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I believe you're number two if you rank from New Hampshire of yours. Go ahead, Dave.
Probably number three currently, but anyway, speaking of
tough
the Ridley Report... I just went on a Ridley rampage today and did a huge slew of ambush interviews. I did four demonstrations, all in Concord. And I just by accident sort of, popped out of the state house after doing some ambush interviews. And just by coincidence, in front of me were a bunch of people blocking the street preparing to get arrested.
Really? Over what?
It's there's some sort of nationwide Martin Luther King type thing, the campaign for the poor or something like that.
Really? Okay. Tell me more.
So I got some pretty good video of that, but at the end of it, I talked to one of the demonstrators or one of the organizers. I said, of all the things to get arrested for, like there are over 200,000 pages of listed of things that you're not allowed to do in the United States. You don't have to go into the street and block people off to get arrested. There's plenty of other things that I'll be just as happy to take your picture, getting arrested for anything else, just
right.
Like this. But they said, well, we need to get people to stop and think. And I said, look, for God's sake, there are laws that stop you from helping the poor. Why don't you break one of those?
Like in certain places it's illegal to actually feed poor people, like the hungry. It's illegal. People have been arrested for this in places like Florida. I don't know if people have been arrested for it in New Hampshire, but that may be illegal in some places. I don't know.
But there are plenty of laws that restrict how you can help the poor in all kinds of different ways. Like, for instance, the one I violated on my little civil disobedience kick was the minimum wage law. I just hired a poor person to work for me for slightly less than minimum wage.
Mm.
And they never arrested me for that one.
You Robert
Baron.
But
anyway, when I said that to them, when I suggested this to them, they didn't argue with me. They just sort of sat there and they said, let's look into that. basically. So they're thinking about maybe... They definitely seem to be thinking it over immediately. We're warming to the idea.
Well, good. So, I mean, it's hard to believe that nobody has ever said to them, hey, did you ever think about maybe doing some more creative protests rather than just blocking traffic and making it so people hate you even more than they would normally
hate
you?
Yeah, there's plenty of victimless crimes you could commit to get yourself arrested. You don't have to go around kidnapping people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the reasons that people block traffic is in order to spread their message a bit further. I think it's a terrible
way to do. It's
counterproductive. That's my opinion.
Because you're not actually going to spread your message further.
You know, Martin Luther King Jr. did some traffic blocking, too.
Nobody's perfect.
I think it's a bad protest.
You're not going to spread your message farther because the traffic that can't see you because they're too far back because you've blocked traffic is not seeing you. So you'd spread your message further if you just stood there and held signs as traffic drove by.
The argument that I've got from people who are in favor of this type of thing is that their goal is to make the people who they're kidnapping to feel bad and feel as powerless as they feel.
It doesn't
and
work.
Then missing steps, you know.
Reform.
Then, yeah, I don't know.
No, like, yeah,
yeah, making
work.
Someone hate you and miss their job and miss a job interview, be late to work, be late home.
Right, because people already
die in traffic, not being able to get to the hospital. Like that's not a response to really anything.
You've been out with me, Melanie, at various different events over time. I remember specifically NH Exit. There were some secessionist sign wavings that we did here in the Keene area. And it doesn't really matter what the issue is, whether it be, you know, helping the poor or whether it be protesting for secession or ending marijuana prohibition or whatever the issue is. People are going to hate you just because you're there with a sign on the side of the road.
Right.
If you want to guarantee even more people hate
you. Just do anything. Like,
right.
It doesn't matter.
But my point is, if you want to guarantee everyone on the road hates you, then stand in the road and block them all from getting to where they're going. Because the people who would have honked for you will now hate you.
Well, yeah, and now I can't even, like, do what you want me to do because then I'd be encouraging that behavior. So, yeah.
I've done this peace vigil stuff out on Central Square in Keene, New Hampshire.
Where they have the anti-war event every Saturday?
One of the longest-running anti-war events
like
in the country.
Since the 80s, right?
Early 90s.
Okay.
And I can only imagine if we went out into Central Square and actually blocked traffic.
I mean, into the street.
Into the street, yeah. And blocked traffic. It's one thing. Usually there's one or two people that'll go by and they'll like shake their fist or maybe they'll come by and say something. It's really funny to hear them talk about how you hate veterans and most of the people at the protest
80-year-old
are
World
veterans.
War, Korean War veterans
yeah,
and things
Korean,
like that.
Korean, Vietnam. There's a World War II veteran that still goes out and protests
That's
against
incredible.
United States.
It is always amusing to see people counter-protest peace. And there's no other message, and it's just like, we're for peace. And then they're like, that's bad.
Yeah.
Like, well, some people just love war.
Really? I mean, you've really, really gone ahead and added a whole bunch of stuff to the protest if you think that peace, it's worth going after peace protesters. Like, the complaint is you're not supporting our troops. These were your troops. You're not supporting them.
Like, one standing
hey,
at the protest.
Yeah, you, Mr. Angry Person, what are you upset about?
Dave, anything else you want to share?
Well, I guess the other thing that happened to me today is I got a chance to light into a U.S. Marshal about the treatment of the Browns.
Yeah, that's Ed and Elaine Brown, the tax protesters who are still in prison and will probably end up dying there for not paying income tax. It's a horrible story that happened more than a decade ago at this point. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I'm sure our viewers or your viewers will see that over at RidleyReport.com when the videos are up. And he's always posting videos over there over at RidleyReport.com. Of course, Free Talk Live, one of the longest supporters, advertisers on Dave's channel. More coming up here. You can join us, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.